This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live from Surprise Stadium in Surprise, Arizona, for Texas Rangers spring training. Corey, I got a question for you. I know we said maybe we would talk about the number three hitter here. What if I mixed in some football before Kevin Pillar?
Can I throw in some football?
Sure.
Before you throw in some football?
Yes.
I just saw this about Oklahoma.
I like football.
Did you see what Oklahoma's done? Because everybody's hiring a general manager now.
Oh, yeah.
They hired Jim Nagy, not the one from the Chiefs, the one who is like the head of the Reese's Senior Bowl. So, this is a dude who, if you follow him on Twitter, which I do, he has some great draft knowledge, like really like fantastic draft knowledge. He knows players. He knows talent. And OU said, let's go get that guy to be the guy that can bring in the next generation of talent for them. So I'm very fascinated by this whole GM thing in college sports right now. I think I told y'all that might be the most coveted job in the future, is to be able to work as a GM for a college. And, you know, was it Woj was like, I just hung up my phone whenever I saw the Luka news. I don't have to worry about it anymore. And, like, people like that are getting these jobs – It's a great place to be, especially if you have a great vision for what you want the college to look like. So that's it.
Really felt like you were going to add something there, Mike. Did you change your mind?
No, it was it passed by.
Okay.
Gonna say they're like Pepsi.
Okay.
Next generation.
Yes, a choice of a new generation. I gotcha. So thank you for that.
So that was my football information.
Okay,
that's awesome.
We're gonna go.
No. Why are you laughing?
We're going to go, because I don't know what sarcasm is. We're going to go to Yahoo and the NFL for team report cards, all right? I can give you specifically stuff about the Cowboys. But one thing of note is, and we've talked about this a lot, Mike, I know this has been big for you, is changing the ownership can make a big deal with your franchise.
It didn't work out for Washington.
Well, you know what? Actually, it did work out
super
well for Washington. So the Commanders, this is so bizarre to me. They improved their food services, travel, and family accommodation grades in the player poll, which I'll tell you about a little bit more about in just a second, as they went from an F- workplace grade to a B. Now, Corey, that's got to hurt your feelings. When you don't only get an F, you get an F minus.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a grade.
Only four of those were given out for any team in any category this year.
The Cowboys got all of them?
No,
oh.
They did not get any of them. Some of the grades are not maybe the best, but they've gone from an F minus to a B simply by changing their ownership and, you know, tweaking a couple of other things. Whereas the Jets fell from 21st to 29th because their owner supposedly is not willing to make any investments in the facility. He does not contribute to a positive culture, and he did not commit to building a competitive team. So how they got this is the NFLPA had 1,695 players participate in this. That's 77%.
That's impressive.
Yes, absolutely.
Does our company get 77% participation in our...
That's a good question. We'll look into that.
We would have found out at the town hall meeting, but we have to have a private meeting now.
Participation's going to go up in 3 days.
That is a very good point. Mike's a big NA on that every single year. So this is the third year they've done this. 53 respondents per team, and on average, and every single team had at least 35 players respond.
Okay.
And so this is all encompassing from August through November. All right, do you want to know the best of the best teams, or do you just want to go right to the Cowboys?
Let's start with the Cowboys.
That's a trick question, Corey, because you could have said the Cowboys are the best of the best.
But I know better.
Okay, that's...
Well, hold on. You know, this does take into facilities and other things, too. So, yeah, you're right,
What
Kevin.
About nicknames?
I
mean, they're America's team. They have to be number one in that. Are they ranking that?
By the way, why does everybody want to take that name?
Because it's awesome.
It is awesome.
It is an awesome name.
But, like, everybody's like, we're now America's team.
Yeah.
Come up with something your own. Like, why do you have to, go after what the Cowboys have? Somebody gave that to them. Now you're trying to nickname yourself. You should be called Sheet Stain. That's
NFL
what you should
Films
be.
Gave it to him.
And the person who gave it to him is dead now, so you can't argue with that person.
There you go.
Well,
I guess if you die.
Yes, thanks, Mike. I knew something like that was coming along.
Do you think we argue in death?
Depends on where you are.
All right.
I was actually reading the Bible last night, not watching the Maverick game.
Does it say?
Well, in Matthew, either 4 or 5, it says, like, in heaven, you'll be the least of them. And I've never thought of it. Like, and then it said, you will be, you know, great in heaven. And I'm like, so you can be in heaven and still be like, meh. I don't know, but I'd rather be there than hell. So,
yeah, no, that's...
I'm the least in heaven.
He's lower middle class.
I don't want to be the best in hell.
All right, so Dallas Cowboys, treatment of families of the players. What kind of grade do they get, Corey? I feel like you're going
to
sarcastically... I knew you were going
to
sarcastically answer.
I'm sure they treat their family great.
Okay, that's...
I think Mike actually has a really good answer.
I mean, haven't all these Cowboys... How, I mean, they speak so highly of the Jones family.
That is true.
They treat them like family. Yeah. I think they give them a B plus A.
They got an A.
All right.
Interestingly enough, Cincinnati Bengals, F minus.
Mm.
So I don't know if they're really ticked off.
T. Higgins is like, they're forcing me to stay here with this franchise tag.
The food and dining area.
For the players?
For the players.
If it's that good for media,
yeah, it's the same.
Then it has to be great for the Cowboys.
It's the same for they all eat in the same area at the Star. So,
yeah.
And everybody says it's really good. I think it's, I'll say A.
They got a B plus there.
What'd they do wrong?
Not to pick on the Bengals, but the Bengals got an F. So the Bengals follow up treatment of families at F minus with food and dining getting an F. All right.
Oh my
Nutrition
God.
And dietitian, they also get a B plus.
Okay.
What about locker room?
You've been in that locker room.
Yeah.
For the Cowboys, like, that is a beautiful locker room.
It really is.
Especially
everybody can go to the locker room. Don't they just give tours while they're having meetings?
That's true.
I remember at Valley Ranch, it was just a big square, and it was very disgusting. Like, it just was. The one they have now is top of the line. I would say that's an A+.
They get an A.
Okay.
Right around them, the Cleveland Browns get an F- and the Denver Broncos got an F.
What about the Bengals? I don't know why. Now I just want to know about the Bengals.
Yeah, do they do anything good?
Yeah. Get ready for a shocking turnaround. A+.
All right.
On the locker room. So they're like, hey, they treat us like crap, and the dining room's terrible. But this locker room? Top notch, buddy.
I mean, doesn't that make sense if you're an owner? You're like, hey, I want the players when they're getting dressed to be focused on the game. Their families don't care.
See? There you go. All right.
How many times do you spit in a day?
How did you get to that question?
That big guy right there, he's like putting down grass seed or something, or like something to fill in kind of the dead spots in the grass, and he just spit. And I'm like, when you're on a baseball field, it just feels right to spit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where else it feels right to spit.
You know, if you're sick and you have
drainage,
you're probably doing it more frequently. I have
But in
been.
A sink, I guess, right?
Yeah, in the sink or trash can.
Or do you walk outside and spit?
Not necessarily, but there are a lot of people that...
When was the last time you spit?
Yesterday.
Interesting.
Where at?
outside when I was on a walk.
I have seen Kevin walk in, like he'll walk into the bathroom and just spit directly into the stall. Hockey players spit on the ice a lot. You ever notice that?
It
always freaks me out.
No, I don't.
It does freeze.
They're filling in the holes.
It does.
I don't think Ovechkin is skating by and he's like, I'm going to get this record and fix that hole.
Yeah. That's how good they are.
Okay.
They're accurate.
Yeah. So
I don't want divots in the ice.
The Dallas Cowboys got the same grade for both the training room and the training staff.
Which I bet is low because when Bill Parcells was here, he set a, I don't want them to be in, like, I don't want them to be in the training room. Turn the air conditioning down to 40. I want them to be uncomfortable. I don't want that to be a place where they go and they just hang out. So I bet it's a low grade.
They got a C.
Okay.
In both of those. Now,
feels like they have a lot of guys that are in there, though. They do like it.
I mean, that's true. All right, I'm going to quick hit a couple of these as we move along. Weight room, A- for the Cowboys. Strength coaches, B+. Team travel, B-. What grade does the head coach get? Now, this would have been for Mike McCarthy because he was the head coach then. What grade do you think the players gave Mike McCarthy?
Players gave Mike McCarthy, let's say a B+. Okay. I think they genuinely liked him, and he cared about them. He cared about their health a lot. I think players care about that.
He got an A.
Wow.
For the Washington Commanders, by the way, Dan Quinn, A+.
Oh, crap.
Now, what grade do they give the ownership?
A+.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shut up. He's in the Hall of Fame as a general manager and a president and an owner. He made the Hall of Fame three different ways.
Yeah, three Super Bowl championships.
Is that your answer?
He also claims those other two. So, like, he's got five under his belt.
Yeah, he did all the trades that were good.
Give him an A plus plus. Two plus.
Name another general manager who's wearing a gold jacket for general managing.
That is still an owner in football right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So good. Whole family runs the business with him.
You guys might be sad to know that the ownership only got a B. So
that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry to tell you that.
After all the work they've done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get an A then in this.
I mean, by the way, multiple ownership groups
got an A.
Name one.
Yeah.
Just name one, the Denver Broncos.
Don't even know who their owner is.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what you want though, right?
I don't know. Did they win the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah. I wasn't sure who the Adelson family was or Dumont or DuPont or whatever, but I know them now.
The Jets got an F in ownership.
Oh.
Are you
and the Eagles only got a B. So, like, you've been winning.
You know what I appreciate the most of the last three things Kevin said? I told him to name one A, and he only named one. He was like, you know what? I'm not going to name two.
Hey, Corey, it only took, like, 14 years, but I eventually learned when you said name one, you mean name one. Now, the top team in the league per the players is the Miami Dolphins in terms of all the categories that we went over for the second straight year, followed by the Vikings, Falcons, Raiders, and Chargers. And the Texans, Packers, and 49ers round out the top eight. So probably not surprisingly, the Cowboys are not at the top. They're not at the bottom. They're right about in the middle. The Arizona Cardinals are at the bottom, followed by the Patriots, Browns, Jets, and interestingly enough, Steelers are in the bottom.
Yeah, Patriots surprised me just because of how much success they did have that they've fallen that far. Because I'm sure that 5 years ago they were in the top five for probably two decades.
One of the things that's really dinged them is ownership, where they got a D, and team travel, where they got an F.
Oh, really?
So
I want to be serious about the Cowboys.
Okay.
Because about the B. And I can understand why they gave them a B. Is there a person in the history of sports who set up a team more for success and more for failure than Jerry Jones? The facilities.
George Steinbrenner.
Oh, man.
Maybe so. But, like, you know, you just think of the star and the facilities and the food and the.
Yeah.
Like, he sets up so many things for success. And then he goes to the total opposite. There's nothing in the middle with Jerry Jones. It's like,
right.
I'm going to set you up with the best facilities and the food and all of this.
So you can't.
And then I'm going to screw you guys over in these five categories more than any organization can screw a team over.
Those golden handcuffs, right? That idea of, like,
yes,
you got it so great. Look at the gold on your wrist right now. I mean, you're locked up, but you got all really good stuff, so you can't complain about
it. So I can kind of understand the B if you look at it from all the things he does, all the A's he sets you up for, and then all the F's. Now, that would equal a C, but I guess they're giving him more D's on the bad grades, which would give him.
Yeah, I don't. They did not get. I do not believe they got any F's, and they definitely did not. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or did he get a triple-double against your favorite team last night?
Oh.
Next on The Fan.
LeBron will oblige with one to shoot. In! Rattles home! Doncic and LeBron, the greatest combo going right now, just toying with him. Triple-double for Luka Doncic.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where, Alec, we almost had to have a break the glass in case of emergency AM on the FM because we had a very spirited wrestling conversation that took really hard turn that I was not prepared for at all.
Did Baby Braun play last night?
I didn't see him.
Actually, that's why they traded for Luka, so he could replace the minutes that Bronny isn't fulfilling.
Oh, great.
Now, some people have suggested, or I guess more specifically, the 214 suggested, we should call this segment My Buddies and Nico. That feels hurtful, but after last night's game, I do kind of get it. It is time For my buddies and idiot, does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Let us know. 877-881-1053. And I guess we do need to a certain extent talk about the game last night. Did you see the Mavericks fans wearing their 77s right before Nico, right behind Nico in the pregame that said, like, loyalty never fades? I think that was what it was. And they crossed out the never and just held that sign up, like, I don't know, 6 feet behind Nico.
Oh, they couldn't kick him out of the building, huh?
That's right. That's right.
That's what I guess Mavs fans that are really mad should do. Go to all the road games where they're like, yeah, we love it.
Go to Detroit. Hold up the signs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, look, man, Nico's, until or unless they do something special, Nico will be the bad form of GOAT for the rest of his career here. And again, unless they do something special, which without the trade acquisition, they can't. Yeah, like, they can't be that kind of team unless they get the guy back that they traded for and a couple of other guys that got injured.
Well, I hear people say while we were here, they're like, there's no way Nico makes it out of this. As in, like, he's going to get fired because of this. And I'm like,
I don't know
because
so.
Sounded like it
the
was
ownership
the
groups behind him, right?
The kid wanted it done. The DuPont dude.
It's still DuMont.
Whatever.
All right. We haven't talked about this fella in a long time for good reason, but he said something so tremendous that I felt like we needed to talk about it. Did you see that LeVar Ball got his foot cut off?
Dude, listen to this.
He dealt with
diabetes.
He just had a serious medical issue.
Medical issue. My kid came to me last week and was like, hey, have you ever heard of LeVar Ball? And I was like, yes, we heard too much out of him for a couple of years, and then he got silenced pretty quickly. And then he got on, he was like, oh, man, this, and we were talking about him. And then the next day, he's like, oh, my gosh, did you see this about his leg? And I was like, what? I couldn't find anything other than it was an emergency. That's sad, man. That hurts.
So he followed it up. I'm not saying you shouldn't feel sad for him after this, but he did follow up with this. Did y'all forget I'm LeVar? If I wanted to, I'd grow it back. So
that is LeVar Ball as it gets, dude. That is as LeVar Ball as it could possibly be.
Oh,
he made the worst basketball shoe in the history of basketball shoes, and now he doesn't have a foot to put it on.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about the shoe part. Yeah, his kids are like, these shoes suck, and they might help get us injured.
His own family was like, I think you ruined my career with these shoes.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, yeah, so he said he could grow his foot back if he really wanted to.
I mean, if he's a reptile, don't some reptiles, aren't they able to do that?
Yeah. Chameleons can grow their tails back. There are other things that
can
grow.
That's not a foot, though.
No, it's not a foot. I wonder if, because we use 10% of our brain, right? If we could use the other 90%, do you think we could grow feet back?
I do.
See, then we need to tap into that.
Yeah, Mike, I do. How about that?
Yeah, how do we tap
If we'll use 1/10 of our brain and we could do the other 90%, I saw Limitless.
Yeah, have you seen what we can do already with only using 10%? We're really good at stuff. I mean, we're really bad at stuff, too, but we're really, like, look at that. We have a building.
Did your brain make your body grow when you were an infant? No, his brain isn't making his body grow.
Because he
can
only use 10% of
it.
Yeah, the other 90%. If he had access to the other 90%.
Are you saying that's how Pavel Pokolzin got to be 7'5" in Russia?
Okay, no,
Mike.
I'm not saying
he's using more of his brain?
Maybe.
Don't you think,
though? Wemby's brain, he's really concentrating on growing.
Don't you think, though, if he used the other 90%, that he could probably tap into some science that could create growth, regrowing his foot? So that's where that
I could say if you had more of your brain, you could create a better prosthetic where it works more like a real foot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't think our bodies, like our brain, can produce our body to make a foot again.
Yeah. We don't have to agree on that. Yeah. That's okay.
What if I guess we never will because we're only going to use 10%.
Will you ask your wife about that just to see if she'll engage in that conversation or she's like, the hell are you talking about?
Let me ask you a question. He's going to ask her tonight on the phone then, right?
Yeah, she's busy taking care of all these sick kids.
Sorry, Mike.
So many sick kids.
There are a lot
But you know
sick
what?
Kids
sick kids make, get us money.
That's true. That is true.
What did you just say?
He's right.
I mean, we have a house because of sick kids. If they were all healthy and didn't need anything. Well,
not quite as inspiring as the house that Ruth built. Yeah. The house that the sick kids built.
I want that sign on the front door. The house that sick kids built.
All right. Let's, man, I don't.
Scott Peterson's playing first base today, by the way.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. And I
thought you said Doug Peterson for a second.
That'd be awesome, like, too. I'd love to see that.
Somebody texted in. We're getting a lot of texts. From the 469, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks the Stars are going to the playoffs this year. The Stars are 100%, okay, 99.9% going to make the playoffs. I know last night's game was ugly, and I accept that.
They aren't always great.
But they had won three straight. They're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, unless they trade Miro for Mario Lemieux. Nico would be like, yeah, Jack Nuts got hurt. Just trade him for some old dude.
He's coming back. We need to how keep Miro.
How many other non-Stars players do you think he could name that aren't the Tkachuks?
Connor McDavid. Right. Or David McDavid.
That's only one still.
Wayne Gretzky.
That are current you just said NHL
other,
players.
You just said other. I'm going with him on this one.
There's probably a Waugh in there that's named Roy. I mean, I know Patrick doesn't play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He used to play for the Avalanche.
What? Why did you say it like that?
That's how they say it.
Yeah, I think so, in Colorado.
That is not.
Avalanche.
Okay, please tell me you know the guy who's about to break Gretzky's goal-scoring record.
Sidney Green.
Nope.
Former basketball player.
That
Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby's not right either. It's Alex Ovechkin.
Oh, yeah. Pavel Bure.
Like, I know the answer. Come on. I was just joking.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's Ovechkin.
Darian Hatcher.
It's not Darian Hatcher.
We did let go. We did move on from Kevin Hatcher, though. That was a thing. So.
True. That was kind of an Ozzie Canseco situation right there.
877-881-1053 if you want to just text in.
Just whatever. From the 682, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks the Mavs won the trade. Man, whew. I just don't see how at this moment. Look, I wouldn't feel this way either way. But the only way I could even understand if people felt that way is if Anthony Davis stayed healthy, played every game, was averaging like 30 and 15. I still wouldn't think the Mavericks won the trade. But, I mean, I like Max Christie, but Anthony Davis got hurt in the first game, and you get a draft pick in 4 years. How do you feel like we've won this trade so far?
It's the line, Kevin, that I saw from the Athletic story about Luka that said, obviously they're talking about his off-court lifestyle, the hookah. Nobody cared that Jordan was smoking cigars.
Right.
You know, like all that this stuff, and they said it will lead to the demise in 5 to 7 years. I'm like, that's 5 to 7 years from now. 5 to 7 years from now is what I would go to. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm tired of being frustrated by it, but I think I'm just going to be frustrated by it forever.
Wait till 2031 when we're winning 14 games.
Yeah.
I've been there.
And Nico's back with Nike.
I mean, it could happen. It absolutely could happen. From the 940. My buddy Kevin's an idiot because he said only 99.9% the Stars are making the playoffs. That's really, really high.
99.99%.
I'll say 100% they make the playoffs.
Mike never says 100%. Mike always says 99%.
Most all of Mike's statements are 100% statements.
I feel like usually he says 99%.
Okay.
It seems like 100%. I understand where you're going with that.
All right.
What else?
Do you think this
is the last time I do my buddy's an idiot?
That's true. Do you think this is an idiot move, or are you like, hey, you should have won the game? So Alabama was losing to Ohio State 10-0 in baseball. They came back and they won 12-10 in the Jack's College Baseball Classic.
Awesome.
And afterwards, on Snapchat, a whole bunch of players sent out the same thing with him holding up their middle fingers and said, F the O. Is that something your manager or your coach would frown upon?
Yeah,
that's an interesting thing. Wasn't it a couple years ago a Tennessee dude hit a home run and flipped the pitcher off as he was running around the bases? He was just giving him the double bird the whole time. And I saw this picture and I was like, why? Why do this?
I get there's a football rivalry there. There can't be a baseball rivalry between Ohio State and Alabama.
I wonder if when it was 10 to nothing or 8 to nothing or piling up, if there were some things that happened that they're like, screw you guys.
Mm-hmm, maybe so.
To be fair, I don't know that for a fact.
We'll never know.
Nobody, that is true.
Nobody likes to get laughed at and pointed at whenever they're getting beat like that. From the 325, Kevin, my buddy's an idiot. He slept with his son's girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, my.
I got sucked into this last night.
What?
This is a Twitter thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is that...
I thought it was a Hey Stepbrother
thing. No. This is that gal, Mary Kate, I want to say.
Ashley Olsen.
No, and see, I clicked. I made this mistake, Mike. I saw the trending things on Twitter, and one of them was Mary Kate, and I thought it was about the Olsons, and I was like, "Oh no,
did
one of them?" Yes, that sounds right. Did one of them die? But they're fine because it wasn't about them at all. And then I started seeing all these things about this dude that, like, supposedly he's dating this girl who goes to Ole Miss, I think, and she allegedly had sex with his dad.
Mm.
And then they broke up for a minute and then got back together. But then there's like all these different versions of what might have happened. And some of them are definitely not joke worthy. And so I don't know what the hell to do with this.
I couldn't. No. No.
I know.
If your dad did that, I don't care who you are.
Would you cut him out of your life?
Dad?
Yeah.
I don't know. That really depends on that relationship. But if that relationship was that good, dad wouldn't have done that. You know, like that. So probably so.
It sounds like there are some people theorizing that the dad is not the best person in the world.
Yeah, wow.
Which you probably could have guessed based off of some of these context.
That being said, maybe you still have to rely on dad for college money and stuff. And you're kind of like, well, let me get through college first, and let's see how things go from there.
Man,
God, that would stink. That is weird.
Yeah. So I don't know if you feel like reading up on that from the 817. I don't. Oh, that's fair. I don't know if this is the same person who texted in earlier, but I do want to give that person a shout out. From the 817, the Texas A&M baseball team is an idiot because they lost to Texas State last night. Now, the person that I want to shout out, I'm sorry I don't have your number pulled up, but last week they said Texas State baseball is going to beat Texas A&M for that Tuesday night game in a week. You just watch. Like, because they texted in a couple of times.
We didn't watch.
That's true. I didn't. I was watching the basketball game. But they were right. Texas State did defeat Texas A&M baseball. So congratulations to them. And congratulations to that texter for telling me like a week ahead of time that that was going to happen.
I hope Texas State makes like the tournament. That'd be awesome.
There it is. From the 682, I told you Texas State was going to take down your number one seeded Aggies. From the 682, I concede, absolutely. You told me about that like a week or so ago.
I do not know if Ruben was more scared when Mike banged on the door this morning or when you just made that noise. Ruben just hopped up like, what just happened?
Sorry, Ruben. But it's not the maddest he's been at me, because that was yesterday when I talked about how Oklahoma City choked away that lead.
You got caught on the Facebook
page
now. Is so we'll take
very,
a picture
very
of
rude.
It and screenshot it.
By the way, Patrick Beverly is finally being sued by those two ladies who he threw the basketball at twice. And they were like, you injured us and caused us distress and all of this stuff. That was still a really weird deal. When he's like, hey, throw the ball back. And they didn't. They threw it right back at their faces. That was a really weird thing. So
he's old. The Mavericks probably want him.
I mean, at this point, who the hell knows?
Jaden Hardy for Patrick Beverly, who says no.
I say no.
Nico doesn't.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. How much money will Micah get, and when will he get it? Next, right here on The Fan.
Now here is Young from the 30. He's sacked again. Wow! That was Parsons, who exploded around the offensive left. And Bryce Young never had a chance.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Texas Rangers Spring Training, brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. But right now, we're going to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go!
How much money besides all of it, do you think Micah Parsons is going to get, and when is he going to get it? Because I know a lot of negotiations will happen with agents this week at the Combine. Sean and RJ will be there to break the stories along with Bobby. Unfortunately, Peyton gets left behind. And
Alec, that's what I'm going to remember about you.
Little these chuckle right there. But when you heard that the Cowboys hadn't even started negotiations with Micah, I was like, oh, that makes me sad. Maybe they'll knock it out at the Combine, but history tells me probably not.
Yeah, what day did CeeDee Lamb sign? Just put it around that week.
Yeah, okay.
It's fascinating.
Which is a massive mistake.
Nick Bosa's number is $34 million a year. Average.
Okay.
The next person, Josh Hines Allen, 28. And so, like, is there a window in that range?
I don't think so.
Or it has to be more than Bosa. And that this is the thing about the way that they do things that I don't understand. Everybody just goes, well, the next guy up just gets the money.
Yeah.
And that's just what we have to deal with. Look, I'm all about Micah getting as much money as he possibly can. That's perfectly fine. But I just don't understand why that just has to be the status quo whenever you have. Going down to the top 10, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and then it makes a jump like that.
And the only reason I say that is because I remember Micah made the comment about, like, getting paid $35 million sounds a lot better than getting paid $40 million and being double-teamed on every single play. So it kind of sounds like the discussion starts.
At 35?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, let's just leave
it there,
guys.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is you have a new defensive coordinator coming in.
Mm-hmm. True.
A whole new defensive staff for the most part, right? Most of even your kind of positional coaches are going to be new. And the Joneses are going to go, yeah, the defense we want to build around the guy for the next 5 years isn't going to be in training camp until 3 weeks into camp.
Look, and I will go back to that is one of the primary reasons I would like for the Cowboys to trade Micah Parsons. And I know CeeDee Lamb gets annoyed by that. It has nothing to do with Micah Parsons, the player. I think he's an excellent player and can bring you in a haul. I just don't think right now the Cowboys can legitimately compete with the way they run their business, and they have to figure out one of two different ways: really restock and replenish your draft assets and hope for the best there, or scout for the best, or completely redo the way you do the salary cap. And history tells me it's not going to be that second one.
That being said, Mike brought up the idea of not being at training camp.
Yes.
Steven said a few times, do you trust him when he's saying that? Well, look, CeeDee Lamb, they were waiting for other leaves to fall. Jamar Chase is kind of really what he was talking about there. We were waiting for Jamar Chase to sign a deal. He never did.
Right.
So we eventually came to a deal. He said he doesn't see those circumstances with anybody else out there, so he thinks it'll be done faster because no agent – that's what he's kind of hinting at. No agent's waiting.
Okay.
And it sounds like he's just like, no, we think we can get it done quicker.
And see – and that could be valid, but what I would really do is go to Micah and say, if you want us to be aggressive in free agency, which I know is what you've said numerous times, we need to get this deal done now, because otherwise you have a static number of like $24 million. And if you give him the long-term extension, I know it sounds insane. We've been through this a few times. You can give him a five-year, $175 million or whatever. It'll probably end up being more than that. And that can drop your cap number down to 10, 12 million, something along those lines, as opposed to 24. So by re-signing Micah now, you'll have 12 to 14 extra million dollars going into free agency. I'm just worried, to Mike's point, about it will still end up being in training camp, because that was the same thing with Dak before that and Zach Martin before that. Mm-hmm, and so I hope you're right and they get a move on this straight away. Have you seen who Quinn Ewers is working with? Leading into the draft.
Vince Young.
Jake Plummer.
Mike McCarthy.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's a good combo.
He got an A the NFLPA player survey.
I am being serious about this. If I wanted a good foundation of the West Coast offense, I would go to Mike McCarthy and say, I want to learn the basics of it all. That's essentially what we saw, was the basic form of the West Coast offense. He's really good at that, so I would definitely go to him. And he's a guy that knows the NFL. So there's a lot of lessons to learn from that man.
I know this was the last segment, but am I an idiot for first reading the quote from Mike McCarthy? And it says, he's been impressed by Ewers as a young man and his attentiveness. The first time I read that, I really, really thought it said, he's impressed by him as a young man and his attractiveness.
And
Okay. Well, he was not attractive in high school. He had kind of a mullet.
I don't know, man.
To be clear, that is not what Mike McCarthy
that
said.
Style
and
seems
then
to be right
he went to Ohio State with that stupid haircut.
Mm-hmm.
One of my kids has that stupid haircut, so oh. I still love him. You know, it doesn't mean you don't love your kid even if they have a stupid haircut, right, Corey?
I don't know.
You give up?
I mean, yes. Love them all.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just joking.
All right. Let's...
Now Quinn Ewers is working at Dick's Sporting Goods with all right guy.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah,
is that a commercial?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you, Mike, when they get a stupid haircut, you just kind of shake your head every time you see them. That's what it is. You just go.
Looks good on you, though.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Colts, where... To the surprise of probably not a lot of people, and I'm sure Carter Freeman feels vindicated for this, the Colts GM has said that Anthony Richardson will face an open competition for the starting quarterback job next season. Do you think there's any faith in the Colts organization, or if so, how much faith do they still have in Anthony Richardson?
41% faith.
Oh, that's higher than I would have guessed.
The coaches are gone that wanted him?
No, the coaches are still there. But they say that they're, okay. The GM says that he wants to bring in
a new competition, GM?
Right? Yeah.
No.
So the
no.
same GM that drafted him,
right.
same coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say 80%.
Okay.
I feel like they're looking at it going, we got to get the best out of him. There are some things we need him to do better, and having another person around that could challenge him for the spot might help him. You know, when you're trying to get somebody to maybe be the first in, last out, you challenge them with somebody that could take their job. Kevin, what's on your Twitter? The rent's due every day.
Yeah, success is not owned, it's rented, and the rent is due every day.
And I don't know that, from what I've heard, it doesn't sound like Anthony Richardson is that guy.
What if
that
Anthony kind of Richardson's guy. A squatter?
What? Oh, because of the success and the renting and the, I gotcha.
There you go.
Yeah, they're not paying rent, but yet they still own the house. They're living in it, they don't own it. But you can't get them out. You have to take them to court. So what if Anthony Richardson just takes the snaps? And they're like, we don't want you to quarterback anymore. But he just squats under the center. And he's like, you can't get me out of here.
Yeah.
And then you have to go to court to try to get him off the field.
That's as long as you promise not to say anything else about that. That's a great point.
Okay.
All right. Let's go from that. Let's go from that.
You could have done that 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
You would have just said, great point.
Don't tell me that, Mike.
I would have just moved on to the next
topic every
time.
Don't tell me that. Oh, my God.
Next topic.
Yeah, try it for the next couple days. See if it works.
Next topic.
All right, let's go to the Bengals, who, and this is one of the things that worries me about Micah Parsons, is the competition for how much Micah Parsons makes now based on Ja'Marr Chase. Because one of the Bengals executives said yesterday that Ja'Marr Chase is their top priority, and he said he's going to end up being the number one paid non-quarterback in the league. We're there. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
And so
that's why they can't afford good facilities because
they have to pay all their players. if you're part of the rest of the management team that does that salary and that contract, are you like, hey, dude, why don't you shut the hell up and say, obviously, he'll be the highest paid non-quarterback? Like, you're not really helping out our negotiation point.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you want to show that off. Maybe you're like, look, we're turning over a new leaf.
Do you think, well, okay, speaking
Ryan
of Leafs.
Leaf. I saw him at the Super Bowl.
Speaking of Leafs, are the Cowboys going to wait for that leaf to fall? And then Mike Parsons going to be like,
I want
more
money than
that.
No, because it's receiver.
But a highest paid non-quarterback.
Yeah, I think that Mike understands. I don't think so, Kevin.
Okay.
My personal opinion.
Okay.
They're doing the shovel thing.
They are doing the shovel thing.
Will you explain to people who aren't watching right now
what the shovel thing is? So they're cleaning up the chunks of dirt around home plate right now, around the batter's box area. And they have actually, that's not the special shovel. There is a special shovel, though, that has a screen on it, and then it has other slats so that the big chunks will stay in, and then all the other stuff will fall through like a sifter.
It's like a colander shuffle.
Exactly.
Shovel, not shuffle.
They're cleaning up all the stuff on the field. If you ever get the chance to just come watch them do maintenance on the field and surprise, it's a blast.
And you're like a groundskeeping enthusiast
yes.
or a lawn care enthusiast.
Which Mike definitely is, and I enjoy it too. So like this is kind of always fun for us.
Oh, man. If for some reason, it's going to go great. You're going to be there for 40 years. If for some reason it didn't, maybe 30 years, didn't work out with the Rangers, would you want to just move to Arizona and just try to be a groundskeeper?
Maybe. That would be, The only thing is just it's beautiful out here right now. How about groundskeeping in June, July, yeah. August, and September?
There's
out
not
here.
Enough water. Yeah. There's enough water to keep the ground.
That is a very fair point.
You have to spend so much water out here.
You just let it dry out and then say, we'll get back to you next year, buddy. Kind of like you do with your pool in the off season, right?
Okay. We're the KNC masterpiece.
Are we?
What? Yeah. Why are we not?
I just stopped him down. That's all I was trying to do. I did. Next. It's What's great, coming up next? I'm
it's
excited.
A great point, Mike. Coming up next, this time, we really will revisit our interview with Kevin Pillar from the clubhouse this morning right here on The Fan.